哋今日嘅经文会喺路加福音第六章第二十到第二十六节，同埋四十六节到第四十九节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 to 26, and verses 46 to 49.
我哋先用广东话用启应嘅方式嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
Let us read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
路加福音第六章第二十节，耶稣举目看着门徒，说：你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为神。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，丢弃你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们就过你们的安慰。廿六节，人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗待假先知也是这样。47. 凡到我这里来的，听见我的话就会行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。 48. 你划地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动。我要读第49节，唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
Luke chapter 6. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied.Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man.
Rejoice in that day, and live for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. So their father did to the prophet.
But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation.
Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep.
Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?
Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like.
He is like a man building a house,
who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Let us read the last verse together. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell.And the ruin of that house was great.
愿神祝福读嘅咪听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
呢时候细佬哥可以安静嘅落喺下边儿童崇拜。
And the children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
题目之今日团讲嘅信息系恳切祈祷主的国降临。
Title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chan this morning is God's Kingdom Come.The prayer of prayers.
If you grew up in America, you might be wondering what a kingdom is.
如果你喺美國出世嘅時候，你可能會問一個問題：咩叫做王國咧？
Because you and I know we don't have kings here.
你同我都清楚嚇，美國冇一個嘅王國，我哋冇一個嘅皇帝。
I don't know if it's is a teddy back there. If you could hit slide two, please. A kingdom is an administration. It's a way of life.
咁呢個嘅王國就好似係一個嘅。掌權的政府一樣。
In fact, it's a whole culture that's instituted by a new king.
是一個的，是由這個皇帝去設立出來的。
Now, in this land, in this country, we don't have kings, but we do have coaches.
那我們的這個國家沒，雖然沒有這個皇帝，但我有這個的教練。
And I know a little bit about coaching, because My part-time job in seminary was coaching an 8th grade boys basketball team and an 8th grade girls soccer team.
咁我對呢個做教練有一啲嘅認知，因為我讀神學院嘅時候，我曾經做過呢個嘅八年級嘅籃球隊同埋足球隊嘅教練。
But not like coaching that is more of an amateur level or more on a professional level.We have these coaches in major universities throughout this world.
咁喺你知道喺世界裏邊尤其係大學有好多無論係專業或者係業餘嘅教練。
And when a coach takes over a major Division I college football, that's American football or basketball team, that's not a democracy.
咁但係你要明白就係當一個嘅如果一個教練他去統領一個甲組最高級的大學的一個的美式足球隊的時候他們就很不同了。
You can ask anyone who's received a scholarship, athletic scholarship to a major university, that coach is the king.
在這些的這麼優秀甲級組 的隊伍裡面，那教練其實好像個皇帝一樣。
That coach is not a president elected by the players.
这个的教练不是说由这个的那些的球员去选他出来。
In a major college football or basketball team, that coach is a king.
在这些的队伍里面，那教练等于皇帝一样。
He or she exercises authority.
这个的教练无论是男或女是有绝对的权威。
That means he or she has the final say in regards to how the team prepares and how the team plays the game.
这个球队怎样去打那场的比赛每一个的决定个教练都有是最终极那个的决定在他所在。
Now, this is an illustration, okay, of course.A bad coach comes in. Let's say a bad coach comes in to a major college football basketball team and has a system, a rules.
咁你諗下就係一個唔好嘅教練，佢進入到一支球隊裏邊，好多時佢會有好多嘅規則要啲人遵守。
He or she says, "Okay, team, this is how you do things now. This is how you live."
佢話：嗱，你哋每一個人聽住，以後你要咁樣樣聽我嘅話過你每一日嘅生活。
From 3:30 to 6:30, you're called to be here in this gym to practice.
三點半到六點半，你會入嚟呢度去訓練。
And from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., you're called to be in the conditioning program that the conditioning coach will walk you through.
咁就朝頭早六點半到八點半嘅時候你要做任何嘅健身體能上面嘅測試。
And from 12 to 1, you're to meet with a dietitian, and they'll set out a plan for you on what you can eat.
咁12點到1點，你同呢個營養師坐低，究竟你要食嘅係啲咩食物
and on, there are rules for the team members to obey.
對於呢個教練嚟講每一個嘅隊員有一套嘅規則，佢哋要跟住咁樣去做。
And suppose a bad coach sets up this corporate culture.
咁你諗下，如果呢個教練係一個嘅商業嘅機構裏邊嘅時候
You know, with all the attitudes, the policies, the vision, the values, the priorities of the team.
咁喺呢個成個嘅隊伍裏邊，啊，有佢哋唔同要去啊，重要要去決定嘅事，或者喺呢個嘅球隊裏邊，啊，嗰個嘅風氣，或者佢哋好多時候嘅習慣。
And the bad coach goes ahead and executes the plan.
咁呢個唔好嘅教練將佢嘅啊嘅決定要去行出嚟嘅時候。
But his administration.His rules are ineffective.
咁但係好可惜嚇，呢一啲嘢全部都冇用。
They don't produce the results that a coach is hard to do.
佢覺得啊，好難要去做到。
Because a coach at a major college program, their objective in competitive sports is what? To win the game.
咁因為對於每一支嘅球隊嚟講，最終最重要嘅係要贏。
That's not happening with a bad coach.
咁但係一個唔好嘅教練做唔到啦。
Because the players are fighting each other.
因為喺呢個隊伍裏邊，球員同球員之間有好多嘅爭執。
And there's no unity on the team.
喺呢個隊伍之間冇一個嘅合一嘅精神。
And all the players are not playing up to their athletic potential.
而每一個球員都冇能夠將佢嘅潛能發揮出嚟。
And that's because the team's not a team.
因為根本都唔係一個嘅球隊，
they're not working together，
唔係一齊嘅去有一個目標去進發。
It's no teamwork. Teamwork is lacking.
冇完全冇一個團隊嘅精神。
And there's no unity amongst the players.
喺球員之間冇一個嘅合一。
Now contrast the bad coach with the good or the great coach.
咁同呢個好嘅教練有咩唔同咧？
Here she comes in. New rules, new priorities, new strategies.
佢入到嚟同樣都俾一套嘅規矩啊，佢嘅啊有咩嘅方法啊，佢自己啊想做嘅事。
And the great coach comes in and implements the plan, his plan or her plan, and his or her authority.
佢入到嚟都將佢嘅權威加注喺個隊伍嘅身上。
And things start to work. The team starts to gel.
咁但係好奇怪嘅係，啊，球員同球員之間啊，佢合作得好好。
There's unselfish play. There's unity on the team.
喺個啊球隊裏邊，去彼此之間合作無間，亦都係彼此嘅幫助，好團結。
Every player knows their role, knows their strengths and weaknesses, and they work well together.
每一個球員都清楚知道佢哋嘅弱點，佢哋嘅強項。
And the coach motivates them to excel.
这个的教练去鼓舞他们，鼓励他们，做到他们能够做到最好。
See, when you see a great team with a great coach, and you see all the players playing, it's beauty, it's a beauty.
当你见到一个队，一个的团，一个的球队，有这么好的团队的精神，是一件很好看到的事。
Because...They're like a finely tuned machine.
好似一個嘅啊一個嘅機器啊運作得好好一樣。
The team's operating on their maximum abilities.
將佢哋最高嘅呢個嘅能力去發揮出嚟。
And wow, when that happens, you can achieve greatness.
當你能夠做到咁嘅時候，嚇你可以做到好多嘅嘢。
But they must embrace.The coach's plan. They must embrace the team first approach.
但佢哋要去接受呢个教练所要教，要佢所做嘅嘢。
And put aside individual accolades.
而将自己个人嘅嘢去放埋一边。
Now, Jesus teaches by comparing, contrasting. So that's what I'm doing. I want you to think about that and compare that with the kingdom of God.
咁我都耶穌基督係咁樣做，所以我今日開頭我咁樣同你去講，耶穌基督都咁去講，講到神嘅國嘅事。
The kingdom of God is about God's authority.
神嘅國度係講到神嘅權威。
But unlike the illustration, God is not just a great human coach.
但係耶穌基督唔係淨係一個肉身一個人嘅一個嘅教練咁簡單。
When you're called to come under God's authority, His rule, His will, His way of life, you enter in to the kingdom.
當神叫你去進入到佢嘅國度嘅時候，你就去進入到佢入邊。
And this is on slide 3. When you seek His priorities, His living, how life ought to be lived, you enter in to His realm.
當你去尋求神所講嗰套嘅生活嘅方式嘅時候，你就係進入到神嘅國度入邊。
And when you do that, just like a great coach with a great team, you blossom. You blossom like a great person.
就好似一個嘅好嘅教練去帶領個球隊一樣，最終個球隊會去開花結果。
And why is that so? Because you were built. You were made to worship God. You were made to commune with Him and to serve Him.
因為我哋嘅被造，我哋去敬拜神，我哋去服侍神。
And so if you follow the design, if you follow the maker's design, you will flourish.
当你去跟随神原本在你身上的设计的时候，你会做得很成功。
After all, God is God. He's your maker. You're not your maker. He's your sustainer.
因为只有神才是那个创始成终的主。
That's the kingdom of God.
这个就是神的国度。
Now in this life, the kingdom of God is only here partially.
咁喺呢个地上嘅时候，神嘅国度我只系睇到一小部分。
That means it's not fully here. We know that.
喺呢个地上边嘅时候，冇系完全嘅发生紧。
And when God returns and ushers in His kingdom fully, everything will be better. Everything will be perfect.
咁但系当神有一日将佢嘅国度完全喺呢个地上发挥出嚟嘅时候，样样嘢会比以前好啲。
And just like the ultimate coach, there's no alternative. There is no alternative.
冇其他嘅一个选择俾我哋。
The good part is there's no more suffering.
咁个好处就话从此唔再有呢个嘅痛苦。
There's no more death of loved ones to deal with.
你唔再需要去面对你嗰亲爱嘅人去嘅死亡。
There'll be nothing wrong.
亦都唔再有呢个嘅错。
But right now we know there's a lot wrong, right? A lot going on in your life that's wrong.
咁但喺今日我哋嘅生命上边有多嘅错漏。
Because the kingdom is here only partially.
因为我哋今日所居住嘅世界只系神嘅国度一个嘅缩影。
But you can enter in.
我哋可以进入到去。
The kingdom of God when you're born from above, born of God.
我哋系从神嗰度而生。
And you can enter into His kingdom and begin to blossom, just like that play. The players on that great team are blossoming. You can blossom as a human being, born of God.
但系当我哋喺神嗰度去而生嘅时候，就好似喺一个好嘅教练一样，我哋喺神嘅国度里边，最终我哋会开花结果。
Because there's a conversion that has happened.
因为喺个里边有一个嘅回转喺度发生。
And you have saving faith in the person and work of the Christ of God.
因为你有神嗰个救赎嘅工作，令到我哋回转过嚟。
You see, that's what the kingdom of God is according to the Bible.
呢个就系圣经所讲神嘅国度嘅意思。
Again, it's entering into His realm.
去进入到神嘅国度。
It's serving Him and not yourself or anything else.
去服侍神。
If you serve anything else, even yourself, you know what the Bible says that what that is? You're in the kingdom of this world. That's what you're in. You're in the kingdom of this world.
如果我哋做嘅所有嘅嘢系为我哋自己嘅时候，我哋只系去属世。
And just like that bad team with a bad coach, when you're in the kingdom of this world, you'll find no unity.
咁如果正如好似一个唔好嘅教练一样，当你咁样做嘅时候，你揾唔到呢个嘅合一。
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever looked at the human race?
你睇下今日呢个人类嘅社会系点样样咧
？The team is not playing well.
呢个成个嘅球队都做得唔好。
You're not playing up to your human potential.
冇将人嘅潜能去发挥到呢个极限。
You're not even close to it.
我哋可能定完全去都做唔到。
But in the kingdom of God, we begin to slowly realize our full potential.
咁但喺神嘅角度里边，我哋能够将我哋嘅潜能 發揮出嚟。
It's because Christ is uniting us.
因為基督將我哋聯合埋一齊。
And that's what the kingdom of God is. He is restoring, renewing things.
因為基督將一切去恢復過嚟，亦都將一切去更新。
That's what the kingdom of God is.
呢個就係神嘅國度嘅意思。
It's the rule. It's the realm of God.
係神嘅規矩，係神嘅國度。
And that's why our church theme this year is life together, united to Christ.
咁所以今年我哋講到話，我哋喺基督裏邊去連結埋一齊，喺基督嘅喺神嘅國度裏邊，我哋一齊成長。
Now, what does it mean then to live God's ways of living as kingdom people.
咩叫做话作为神嘅子民，我哋一齐去过呢个生活系咩意思咧
？Teddy, this is on slide four. What does the administration, if you will, of the King of Kings looks? What does it look like?
咁究竟啊系点样样嘅咧
？What are God's laws? What's God's will?
咁神嘅旨意喺边度？神嘅律法？
Well, as I mentioned earlier, if you're familiar with the Bible, you know this. Jesus loves to teach by contrast, compare, contrast, compare, contrast.
耶稣基督喺教导上边好中意做一个嘅对比。
And that's what he's doing with the text that you just read, Luke 6. He doesn't just give you the blessedness of the kingdom. What does he do? He gives you blessing on the one hand, woes on the other.
喺我当时读过呢边嘅经文，佢将呢个福同呢个祸摆喺我嘅面前，俾我哋做一个嘅比较。
And notice there are four groups.
有四种人。
On the blessed side.
有四种系蒙福嘅人。
Again, blessing means theirs is the kingdom of God.
系蒙福嘅意思，即系话佢哋喺神嘅国度嘅里边。
And then, by contrast, that's what Jesus does. Remember in teaching, by contrast, there are four groups that Jesus pronounces what woes.
而另外嗰四種人就話嗰啲有禍嘅人。
And you saw the woes in verses 24 to 26.
喺呢個24-26裏邊睇得好清楚。
And so what Jesus is actually doing is really great. He's contrasting two operating systems.
呢個就係佢好多時候用呢個對比嘅方法去解釋佢嘅教導。
Two kingdoms.
有兩個唔同嘅國度。
And he's spelling out the priorities of God's kingdom versus the world's kingdom.
佢讲到呢个神嘅国度啊，应该系一个嘅重要性，比具翻啊呢个世界嘅国度。
Now, this is on slide five. What is not the kingdom of God?
咩叫做唔属于神嘅国度咧
？Well, those are the woes, right? That's not the kingdom. Luke tells us verse 24-26, and I have it up there paraphrased for you. Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are well-fed. Woe to you who laugh. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. It's very striking for him to say this.
咁佢讲到几样嘢，佢话你们富足的人有祸了。25节话你们饱足的人有祸了。26节话吓你哋好嘅时候，你哋有祸了。
It certainly gets our attention, doesn't it?
咁你好多时我睇到嘅时候，我即刻会啊眼都突埋。
But he's not exactly saying woe to you when everything's going well in your life.
佢唔系话系当你嘅生活样样好好嘅时候，你有祸，唔系呢个意思。
What he's doing is he's giving you some ideas, some names of what the priorities are.
我只系想话俾你听，究竟呢个世界上边有啲咩先决嘅事你要做咗先呢
？Right, he's trying to help you to see.What are your priorities?
究竟你嘅人生，你嘅优先次序喺边一度咧
？So let's look at the four names, right? The priorities.
睇下嗰四样我哋觉得好重要嘅事。
First, he says, "Woe to you when your priority is power." That's what wealth is, right? Power.
咁第24节佢话到富足，富足嘅意思即系话嗰啲世界上边好珍惜、睇重有权力呢一样嘢。
And what does Jesus mean?He means this, wealth gives you power to do things you wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
他说你那些有富足有权力的人你有祸因为你没有将你的权力用在你应该用的事上面。
Right, you know that. The poorer you are, the less power you have.
你越是贫穷的时候，你有的力量在世上的权力是更加少。
The richer you are, the more power you have.
你越是富足，你越是有钱的时候，你有的权力更加多。
I'll give you an example.
我给一个例子你。
If you have wealth,
你有钱了。
You have the power to live wherever you want.
你喜欢选，喜欢住哪里，可以住哪里。
If you don't have wealth,
你没钱了。
You don't have those options to live wherever you want.
你就没这个机会去选择你住在哪一个地方。
In fact, if you're poor, you might not even have a place to live.
如果你今天在可能穷到连一个住的栖身的地方都没有。
And if, obviously, if you ask anyone who's homeless, they say, I have no power. How can I have power to change anything?
如果你问一个露宿者的时候，你问他，他告诉你听，我没钱，我怎么能够去决定我住哪一度呢？
So that's the first woe.
第一样嘢，第一个嘅woe。
Jesus warning you. Woe.
提醒。
Woe to you.
警告。
Priority is power.
系去警告嗰啲佢哋各佢哋嘅人生嘅优先次序在乎于佢有几多嘅权力。
But Jesus doesn't stop there. He gives you the second woe. Woe to you when you have material comfort. That's being well fed.
咁但第二个嘅提醒就话嗰啲饱足嘅人。
See, everything is fine for you materially. That's what it means to be well fed in that context.
喺呢个富足嘅意思就话喺物质上边你好丰裕。
Right, that means plenty to eat, great home, wonderful clothes.
有得食吓，你衣着好靓丽。亦都是有生活上面很舒适。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with having material comforts.
有这个物质上面的这样的条件不是一件错的事。
But,
但是
this is Jesus' point. If it is your priority in your life to have these things, then God is sounding the red alarm.
但如果在你人生的优先次序，你觉得要富足成为了你一样很重要的事的时候，咁就唔啱啦。
Siren is going that there's trouble ahead。
咁神就提醒你，如果你将你嘅你嘅人生嘅重点放喺嗰啲事上边，咁就错啦。
So the first name on the woe list I call power。
第一个系呢个嘅权力，呢个富足。
Right, and then there's material comfort。
第二个祸就话你喺物质上边好丰裕。
The third，
第三个。
What I would call success.
第三个就是你的成功。
Because he says, woe to you who, what does it say? Laugh.
他说当你是好好的时候。
Now don't misunderstand Jesus. It looks like he's saying, woe to you who are happy. That's not what he's saying.
神不是说你啊，你开心快乐，那你就，他说你开心喜笑，那你就是错。
Jesus is not a killjoy.
神不是说专登等你最开心的时候刮你一面。
He's not pronouncing a woe on anyone who's laughing with joy because they're happy.
不是说那些很开心你很快乐的时候神专登要令你不开心。
Because there's a laugh that derides people.
但因为他们的快乐可能会令到造成其他人的不满。
Right, that goes, ha, 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 ha.
你搞成咁啊，抵你啦！
Right, that kind of laugh.
系嗰啲
the gloating kind of laugh. 系嗰啲 that's what the Greek word is saying there. Laugh.
系嗰啲去嘲笑人，嗰啲好自己好骄傲、好自满嘅人嗰种嘅喜笑。
Behind that word laugh, it's to gloat, to deride, to ridicule.
喺呢个喜笑咧后边有一个嘅字源讲到就话有一个嘅傲慢，有一个嘅自满喺后边。
And that's the key to understanding these whole sets of names of woes, the four woes that are here.
咁你睇到话我哋嗰所讲过嘅祸，每一个祸有咩意思
？Right, you know how little kids are. You know they kind of gloat, right? Ha ha! I won, you lost.
好似啲细路仔咁啊，抵你啦！嗱，我而家赢咗你啦，哎呀，你啊抵死啦
！Now most of you are big kids, right? Most
好多时候
of you are adults.
好多有啲人可能係而家大哥哥大姐姐。
Adults are more sophisticated, right? You don't overtly say that.
大人就醒目啲啦，笑你都笑得好啲，個技術高啲嘅。
But inside your heart,
you've thought that.
You've gloated.
喺你內心裏邊，其實你有你自己嘅傲慢，有你嘅驕傲。
Because there are winners and losers, right?
因為我喺呢個世界上邊係成功係失敗，好清楚。
And so this is very important to understand what Luke is saying.
所以好要好小心明白究竟路加喺呢度讲紧啲咩嘢咧
？God through Luke is saying, here are the priorities of the kingdom of the world.
神透过路加话俾呢个人去呢个写信嘅对象嘅人听，边一啲人喺呢个世界上边系有祸咧
？In case you missed it, their power, material comfort, success and recognition, or celebrity status.
咁佢講到話呢個嘅富足呢、這個權力，第二講到呢個嘅飽足財富上面嘅充裕，第三就話講到你喺世上有幾成功，有幾成名。
Right, that's the fourth, of course, with the phrase "everyone who speaks well of you."
第三個就話當每個人都話你係好嘅時候。
Now again, don't misunderstand Jesus. He's not saying that these woes, these things are bad conditions per se.
你要提醒你就话唔系话你富足饱足喜笑人哋话你好呢、这个唔系错。
He's not trying to say if people speak well of you, if you're successful in business, that's terrible. He's not saying that.
佢亦都唔系话当你喺你嘅事业上边好成功，人哋褒奖你嘅时候系一个嘅错。
But what the key is?
但个重点关键系
is the gloating, the jeering.
就系你喺背后。那個的驕傲那個的自滿那個自大
Because he's talking about people who have made all of these woes their kingdom the kingdom of this world
他是講到就說當你將這一切的東西變成你的王國是你的人生著重的時候那你就有禍了
Right, rich Again, he said, woe to you a rich meaning powerWoe to you, well fed, meaning material comfort. Woe to you who are successful and seek after recognition because these are things of the world.
因为当你在乎于富足、饱足、喜笑，人哋话你好嘅时候，呢个就会成为你嘅祸。
And you're just building your kingdom. You're ordering principles of life. These are your rules of living.
呢个就系你人生。變成你新的規條這個就好像你在你住在這個王國裡面的那個的態度
Or to put it another way It's your operating system That's how you operate
這個也可能是你今天你存在你著重的東
西 In other words This is why you're living This is your goals of life You're living for these things
你的人生你的目標
And that's what you're after And everything else serves these purposes.
你做嘅所有嘅嘢都要为咗达到呢几个嘅要求。
Let me ask you, who do you hang out with?
你今日同啲咩人一齐咧
？Who do you spend time with? Who are your friends?
边个系你嘅朋友咧
？Where do you live?
你住喺边咧
？How do you spend your time? Who
你
点
样用嘅时间咧
？It has to do with these very things.
其实你所头先我讲嘅每一样嘢，你住喺边，你做啲咩嘢，同啲咩人一齐。都是頭先我講嗰四樣嘢係有關係。
It all has to do with power, material comfort, success, recognition.
同你去俾人哋去注目啊，你嘅成功、你財富上嘅富足，同埋你嘅要有嘅權力都有關係。
Now you haven't noticed.
如果留意到
，New York City is a world-class city.
紐約市係一個世界級嘅城市。
We are the capital of the kingdom.Of this world.
我哋好似系呢个世界呢、这个王国嘅首都一样。
These things of the world are very influential and dominant in this culture that you live in.
系好似系主宰咗我哋今日呢个世界嘅文化。
And you may believe in God.
你可能今日信神。
You may be religious or very moral.
或者你好虔诚。
But if these things are what you're living for.
但如果呢啲就系你今日你生存嘅目的嘅时候
，Jesus says you're in the kingdom of this world。
佢话你系属于呢个世上嘅。
These are your ordering principles of life。
呢个就系你人生嘅原则。
These are the things that you determine how you live and spend your time.
呢个就系你去点样决定你去花你嘅时间过你嘅生活。
And that's what Jesus is saying. That people who live contrasting inside His kingdom and outside.
呢个就喺呢个王国以外以内嘅人生活嘅一个对照。
And He says, if you're looking for those things, woe to you.
如果你咁样做，将呢啲优先秩序摆喺上面嘅时候，你嘅人生有祸啦。
Well, we don't use that word "well" too often, right? In English.
我今日唔好少再用祸呢一个字。
And you know, it's easy to misunderstand that word "well." It doesn't mean cursed.
呢个唔系话去去诅咒人。
Jesus, when Jesus says "well" to you, he's not saying you're cursed.
佢当佢话你有祸嘅时候，唔喺度诅咒你。
I have this on slide 6. Think about it. Have you ever heard anyone say "woe's me"?
你今日仲冇人听到同你讲话啊，你有祸了。
Or they're not saying I'm cursed.
佢哋唔系话要去诅咒你。
But what they're saying is I'm sorry for myself.
佢话我系为到我自己可惜。
Right? They're not cursing themselves. They're saying "woe's me."
佢話啊，點解呢一啲事咁樣做係咁可惜咧
？They're saying I'm feeling sorry for myself.
我為到自己去難過。
See, that's actually what the word "woe" means.
呢個就係禍嘅意思。
And Jesus is saying, "How terrible! How terrible for you!"
佢話：當你如果係咁樣做嘅時候，係一件幾可惜、幾難過嘅事咧
？If you live for wealth, recognition, power, and you get those things, Jesus is saying, "How terrible!"How terrible for you.
耶稣说，如果你只是在乎于这个的富足、饱足、喜笑，被人家去认知的时候，是一件多可惜的事呢？
Now, why would he say such a thing?
为什么他会这样说呢？
He says, woe to you who are rich, who are well fed, who receive, you're receiving your comfort. Why does he say those things?
他为什么要这样说呢？
Because if those things is what you're living for presently,
如果是那样是今日、你为这些东西而活的时候
then that is all you will get, period.
这个就是你今生能够拿到的就是这么多的东西。
You won't get the deeper, richer, inward richness that Jesus gives you.
你不会拿到神所给你那个内心的丰盛。
And Jesus, how terrible that would be.
他说如果当你拿不到的时候是一件几可惜几难过的事呢
In other words, if the main thing you're after in life rules you, it's going to distort you.
他说但如果你内心那样掌管住你内心的事而令到你今天去拿不到的时候
If you're living in the kingdom of this world, it's going to distort you.
他说如果你今天只是住在这个世上的时候最终会怎么样令你失望呢
And the worst thing God could possibly do is to let you actually have it.
他说最可怜的就是如果神真的将这些东西真的给了你的时候那又会怎么样
You know how many people who have these things say life is empty?
有多少人去有了这些东西的时候而他的结论就说我的人生是空虚的
Because they've discovered later in their life how they know these things the world won't give you what they really want.
因为他后来他明白到这一切的东西在你人生最终的时候给不到很多的东西。
So this profile of power, material, comfort, success, recognition is remarkable.
所以这个系列里面讲到话富足、饱足、喜笑被人家去认为你成功是一个其实一个很好的例子。
And Jesus says, this is the kingdom of this world because people are after them in this world.
因为这些就是今天世界上面的人去追求的一样东西。
Slide 7, please. So by contrast, what does it mean then to live in the kingdom of God? That's...living in the kingdom of the world, what does it mean to be living in the kingdom of God?
咁既然我哋讲咗住喺世上系点样样嘅时候，咁住喺神嘅国里边又会系点样样嘅
？What does it mean to have His resurrection power in your life, or to come under His authority?
咩叫做系住喺过喺神嘅权威下边系咩嘅意思咧
？Again, this is in the text, verses 20b to 22, and again, it's telling you how you're supposed to live. It sounds kind of strange at first.
咁你如果睇下開頭嗰幾節嘅時候，第一眼睇落好似好奇怪。
Again, Teddy, if you could slide up verses 20 to 22, because the list is there. These are the blesses now, and by contrast with the woes. Blessed are you who are poor, yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hunger. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you who, when people hate you and exclude you and insult you. Those are blessings.
咁佢講到咩叫做福呢？佢話你們貧窮的人有福了，你們飢餓的人有福了。你们哀哭的人有福了，人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
That's why you got to read the Bible carefully, not just like the newspaper.
唔系话我哋睇圣经嘅时候，唔系好似我哋睇报纸啊，睇完撇埋一边。
At first, it looks like Jesus is saying that if you really want to have the blessedness of the kingdom, you ought to seek these things.
耶稣，你第一眼睇嘅时候，好似话啊，你要去追求呢啲嘢。
And then he says you ought to seek poverty, weakness. You ought to seek to be grieved and be excluded.
咁系咪即系话神叫我哋去寻求呢个贫穷啊，寻求饥饿，寻求哀哭，寻求去俾人哋拒绝辱骂咧？
And he says, who has the kingdom? He says, the kingdom is for the poor, the weak, the grieving, and excluded.
咪即话神嘅国只系俾嗰啲贫穷、饥饿、哀哭、俾人哋恨恶嘅人呢？
Does that what Jesus mean? Is that what you're supposed to seek after?
系咪即话今日我哋要去揾呢啲嘢？神嘅国系咪真系就系俾呢一啲贫穷、饥饿、哀哭、俾人恨恶嘅人呢？
No, that's not Christianity. That's masochism.
这个不是基督教所讲的一样东西。
Besides that, if you look carefully, the first four things mentioned in the text, the blessings, are not really completely parallel with the woes, the next four.
那你看看其实这四样东西和后面那四样东西好像其实之间有一个平衡的关系。
Because what did the woes say? You're rich now, but later you're empty.
他说你今天富足，将来你变成这个的空虚。
Right, the woes say you're well fed now, but later you're empty.
佢话你今日饱足，但系将来你会变成饥饿。
So the first four, or the blessedness statements, blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who are hungry. You have to look at it from a multiple perspective.
咁所以当我要睇头嗰四个贫穷、饥饿、哀哭、被恨恶嘅时候，我哋要从唔同嘅角度。去明白究竟呢四样嘢系咩意思
？And I have it up there on slide 7. The text is not really saying just anyone who's poor is blessed. It's not saying anyone who's weeping is blessed. It says what on verse 26? When people hate you, exclude you, and insult because of the Son of Man.
佢我哋好小心睇到后半节佢话过系因为人子嘅缘故。
You see, he's describing the kingdom of God, right?
佢讲紧神嘅国系点样样。
And I have this on slide 8. The kingdom is for the poor, the weak, the grieving, and excluded. It says.
佢喺第八个 slide， 佢话个神嘅国系俾啲贫穷、饥饿、哀哭、被恨恶嘅人。
But that means multiple things, right? What does it mean?
咁系咩意思咧
？There are varying perspectives, right?
有唔同嘅意思、观点喺嗰度。
First, you have to be poor in spirit, because God repeats this sermon in Matthew 5.
咁其實喺呢個嘅馬太福音嘅第五章裏邊，神亦都講過。
You have to be spiritually hungry.
佢話你喺屬靈上邊，你係要虛心。
If you to receive the blessings of salvation.
佢話好少能夠得到呢個救恩嘅福分。
Right, if you compare Matthew 5, which is the sermon repeated. In Luke 6, Matthew 5 gives a little bit fuller phrase. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
咁喺呢个嘅马太福音第五章，佢讲得比较详细啲。佢话虚心嘅人有福啦，就系嗰啲喺佢哋喺灵性上边系虚心嘅人。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. It says in Matthew 5.
咁喺呢个嘅马太福音佢讲到呢个饥饿，佢意思系话一个饥渴慕义嘅人有福啦。
But here in Luke he gives you the short form. He just says, it says, you know, just You're hungry, period, right? Doesn't say after righteousness.
咁但係呢個嘅路加福音就簡短啲，佢就話飢餓，佢冇講到話係飢渴無義。
Right? Luke gives you the shorthand. Poor doesn't say poor in spirit like Matthew.
咁喺呢個路加福音話貧窮，但係你睇呢個馬太福音清楚啲，佢係講到話係嗰啲虛心嘅人。
And that means it multi-layers to understand, right?
咁你睇到就係當你睇聖經嘅時候，其實有唔同嘅層面。
But it means at least this: you're not a Christian. It's very important. You're not a Christian unless you're poor in spirit.
佢就話到就係當你做基督徒嘅時候，你係要做一個虛心嘅人。
That means you're not a Christian if you're middle class in spirit.
佢唔係就話啊你啊就係咁樣樣。
And what I mean by that is on slide 9.
喺第九個 slide 佢咁講。
Spiritually, what does it mean to be middle class in spirit?
佢唔係話你要做一個中有一個中產階級嘅一個嘅屬靈人。
Well, what do middle class people usually say?
咁一個中產階級嘅人會係點嘅咧？會講啲咩嘢咧
？I don't need your charity.
我唔需要人哋幫我。
I work very hard.
我好勤力。
I pay my taxes.
我有交税。
I just want what is due me, my rights.
我就係想嗰啲我應該得到嘅嘢，我能夠攞到曬。
If you speak to middle class people, that's what they say.
呢個就係好多中產階級嘅人今日所講嘅嘢。
A middle class in spirit person says, I've lived a pretty good life.
我過一個有帶住中產階級嘅屬靈嘅心態嘅人會話，我嘅生活今日過得好。
I'm not perfect, but I've lived a pretty good life. I'm a decent person.
我雖然唔係完美啊，但我樣樣嘢做得到嘅我都做咗。
And because I've lived a pretty good life, God owes me a good life.
咁既然我樣樣都做得好嘅時候，神你係咪應該俾一個樣俾啲嘢我咧
？God certainly needs to answer my prayers because I'm a decent person.
既然我一個唔錯嘅人，神你係咪應該去答允我嘅祈禱咧
？That's a description of being middle class in spirit.
亦係呢個所謂一個中產階級嘅心態嘅屬靈人。
Because in contrast, what do poor people say? I need your help. I need charity.
但相對一個好貧窮嘅人，佢會講咩啊？佢話我需要你嘅幫助，我需要你嘅救濟。
Right, poor in spirit means you're looking for mercy. You're looking for grace.
當你係貧窮，你係虛心嘅時候，你去期待去人哋去幫助你。
And this is on slide 10. You're not a Christian until you realize.You must realize you are poor in spirit.
佢話：當你唔係虛心，當你唔係飢渴慕義嘅時候，你唔係一個基督徒。
You know what that means? Again, this is very, very important. You have not only done bad things in your life.
佢話：唔單止話你喺你人生裏邊有呢個嘅做咗壞事
，but even the good things you do.You haven't done for the right motive.
佢話唔單止你冇做啲嘅壞事，其實你做嘅好事都唔係為到一個好嘅原因而去做嘅。
Our motives are always tainted. Our motives are always tainted.
我哋好多時候，我哋嘅目的其實後邊都有一啲私人嘅原因。
They're never always purely good.
好多時候，我哋嘅目的都唔係完全係好嘅。
And therefore.You must be poor in spirit. You need radical forgiveness.
所以，既然我哋如果我哋虛心嘅時候，我就需要一個真正嘅一個改變。
And not until you're spiritually poor.
除非你喺呢個靈性上邊係虛心。
Not until you're spiritually hungry will you realize that the things of this world will never satisfy you.
除非你係喺讀靈上面開心，除非你係飢渴慕義嘅時候，你唔會睇到呢個世界上邊係唔能夠去滿足到你。
You're not going to turn to Jesus as your Savior and Lord if you're not spiritually poor, if you're not spiritually needy.
當你除非你係飢渴慕義嘅時候，你唔會識得去揾翻神去幫你。
That's because you're middle class in spirit.
因為好多時候我係帶住一個中產階級一個屬靈嘅心態。
You think.You can make it without him.
因為我可以自己搞掂，我根本唔需要神。
And therefore, the blessings of the kingdom of God come only to people who admit they're spiritually hungry, they're poor in spirit.
因為 所以咁嘅原因，唯有当你喺虚心嘅时候，神嘅国要会降临喺你嘅身上。
They admit they've done wrong against God.
佢要去承认佢对神对其他人做错咗事。
They know they need God's radical grace.
佢需要神呢个嘅恩典。
You have to be poor in spirit to enter the kingdom of God.
唯有当你饥渴慕义嘅时候，你只可以进入神嘅国嘅入边。
To receive the blessings of the salvation of the kingdom of God, you have to be poor in spirit.
你唯有虚心嘅时候，所以天国系佢哋嘅。
Now that's one level, right? Here's the second level. Again, I'm running out of time. I only have time to introduce the second level. Next time we'll go over the other levels. But slide 11 says the second level here.
第二层啦。
If you are truly poor in spirit, hungry spiritually, then you have a heart. For the literal poor.
当你真系虚心嘅时候，你就会睇到其他人嘅需要。
You'll have a concern.
你会去关心。
For those who are excluded, who have suffered marginalization in society.
佢哋会见到嗰啲系喺呢个社会上边嗰啲边缘人佢哋嘅需要。
Those who experience oppression.
嗰啲经历呢个被压迫。
If you look at a poor person and say, why don't you pull yourself up? What's wrong with you?
如果你同一个贫困人讲，啊，你点解啊唔勤力啲啊，企起嚟自己搞掂帮自己咧？
That means you're middle class in spirit.
咁呢个就系一个中产阶级属灵人嘅心态。
But if God really touched your heart and you're truly a Christian, you understand you're saved only by His grace.
但系如果你真系俾神去触摸到你心灵嘅时候，你睇到唯有靠住神嘅恩典，你至能够得救。
And then you know personally, you haven't pulled yourself up by the bootstraps.
你知道你唔系靠自己企翻起嚟。
God had to come down.
系神系降临。
And He had to save you.
神落嚟去救你。
And give you radical charity and grace.
系神去俾到呢个嘅恩典过嚟。
You see, you could be Christian and be economically middle class.
咁好似啊，其实讲到灵性，都好似有一个中产阶级嘅心态喺后边。
You can be Christian and be well off financially.
你可以做一个基督徒，但你都可以系生活得好好。
You can be Christian and be an incredibly accomplished person in this world.
你都可以系一个好成功嘅人，但同时之间，你可以系一个基督徒。
But you know personally.
但你个人要知道。
That you are spiritually bankrupt.
但你要去知道明白就话喺属灵上边你系破产嘅。
And you're only alive right now because of God's intervening grace.
因为神嘅恩典嘅缘故，所以你今日系活着。
And once you understand that,
我想你明白呢一样嘢。
It changes your whole attitude towards everyone you see.
佢唔单系令到你，当你去点样睇。每一个人嘅时候，你嘅眼光都会唔同咗。
Because you don't just hang out with people that you're comfortable with.
唔系净系话中意同嗰啲你好中意一齐嘅人。
You just don't hang out with the people that can help you move up the social or corporate ladder.
唔系话嗰啲系会帮到你喺你嘅人生嘅阶级上边帮到你向上爬嘅人，你专登要同佢哋一齐。
You have a heart for the poor and the grieving.
你去为到嗰啲啊哀恸、哀哭、啊饥渴、贫穷嘅人，你有呢个嘅对佢哋有呢个嘅发出呢个嘅良心。
Your heart goes out to the messed up people.
对嗰啲去做错咗事嘅人。
Those who are excluded by society, who are oppressed.
嗰啲系被社会遗弃、被社会遗忘嘅人。
Because you know, you know personally, you've been saved utterly.By grace, not of your own efforts.
因为你知道你唔系靠你自己，系靠神嘅恩典去帮你。
Now that's all the time I have for the layers. We'll have to next time do more layers. But let me just close with this. Again, Jesus teaches by contrast.
咁我哋用另一个嘅对比嚟去结束。
And he's laying out four blessings versus four woes.
佢讲咗四个嘅福。
But you know what ultimately he's saying? He's turning the world upside down.
但他最终将这一切的东西好像反转 倒轉過嚟。
And this is why if you love the things of this world, you don't understand. You really don't understand what God is saying.
如果你係好愛呢個世界嘅時候，你可能唔會明白呢啲嘢喺度講緊啲咩。
Like who would make up a story like this, a story of the gospel?
邊個人會整一個咁嘅福音嘅故事去話俾人哋聽咧？
What's the gospel? Jesus gains victory over sin, death, and hell in a way the world views as nonsense, as weakness.
咁呢個世界睇今日耶穌基督佢戰勝罪呢樣嘢，世界睇為係一件好軟弱嘅事。
That's why the world laughs at Christians.
而所以今日世界上嘅人去嘲笑呢個基督徒。
How is it that God powerfully defeats our worst enemies? Death is our worst enemy. Sin is our worst enemies, right? Death and sin and hell are enemies of us.
这个罪啊，这个死亡，这个嘅地狱系人嘅一个嘅敌人。
Jesus defeats that by becoming a curse for us.
耶稣基督去击败每一样嘢，成为咗呢个世界嘅咒诅。
That's unheard of in this world.
去世界上边从来。冇聽到一樣咁嘅嘢。
The world says, "I have a bigger bomb. You submit to me. I have a bigger bomb."
你話啊，我粒原子彈大過你一粒啊，你要聽我講。
You better comply with my demands. I have a bigger bomb.
既然我嘅能力比你大，勢力比你大嘅時候，最好你聽我講説話。
By contrast, Jesus says, "I will die. I've come to die, and not just any death, a cursed death."
但耶稣基督来到，他说我来到是去受到一个被咒诅的死亡。
A death reserved for criminals. He was not a criminal. He was innocent.
是一个是啊，这个十字架的死亡是一个被人家去唾骂所唾弃的一个死亡。
He did no wrong. He obeyed God perfectly for you.
耶稣基督没有做错任何的事。
He did something you don't want to do, or you won't do, or you can't do.
佢为我哋做一啲我哋唔想做，亦都做唔到嘅事。
And then he pays for your sin penalty. You're the one who's supposed to be up there on the cross.
佢去为我哋啊挂喺十字架上边。
And he defeats the enemies of humanity, sin, death, and hell.
佢去击败咗呢个人类。最大的敌人，这个罪，这个死亡，和这个地狱。
In a world that says that is foolish.
而这个世界上觉得是愚拙。
Right? He's slaughtered. Slaughtered by the world.
他被这个世界去屠杀。
That's why he's called the Lamb of God.
所以他被称为神的羔羊。
So that you could have his resurrection power in this world.
好使你今日有佢呢个重生嘅能力。
So won't you come to him today?
你今日会唔会嚟到主嘅面前呢
？And those of you who know him already, don't you want him to be the center of your life?
咁对嗰啲已经认识佢嘅人，今日你会唔会将神放喺你生命嘅中心呢
？Because when you come to him, you die to self.
当你来到他面前的时候，你就是对你的老我去死。
When you come to him, you live life as it was designed to be lived.
就是过回那个本来神为我们设计的生活。
You were made to worship him.
我们的被造是被造去敬拜神。
Because he's worthy of your praise.
因为他配得你的称赞。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
This is a tough part of the Bible, Luke 6 and Matthew 5.
我哋睇到呢个嘅马太福音第五章同埋路加福音嘅第六章系圣经一段好难嘅经文。
But there's nothing more important in the Bible than these passages.
但系圣经里边最重要嘅莫过于呢两篇嘅经文。
Because in a sense, it tells us that the kingdom of this world is a lot.Hear that is enticing, but it's not for you.
我哋睇到呢个世界有好多嘅荣华，有好多嘅引诱，但系呢啲嘢唔系我哋要去争取嘅。
It'll eventually lead to emptiness.
最终只会带来呢个空虚。
With no inner peace, no inner a desire for the Lord.
唔会俾到我哋喺主里边一个嘅丰盛，一个嘅喜乐。
Oh Lord, help us not to be deceived.
主啊，求你教我哋唔好俾呢个世界去蒙骗。
But to know we must be born from above to enter the kingdom of God.
我哋去喺神嘅国度里边去重生。
And that means we need to be humbled.
我哋去要喺你面前去虚心。
That we are not middle class in spirit.
我哋唔系做一个中产阶级嘅属灵人。
But we need to be poor in spirit.
让我哋真系虚心。
Help us, Lord, to understand that today.
去明白。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。